Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Republican House Budget Committee Vice Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick says data contradicts Governor Nixon's reason to restrict $57 million in the state budget. Nixon says ag disaster legislation will cause about a $50 million budget shortfall, but Fitzpatrick disagrees.
The issue is revenue and the additional expenditures that we're expected to have to make in Medicaid. And those are the only reasons right now that you can justify withholds.
The legislature overturned Nixon's veto of a bill this week that creates an income tax deduction for farmers who receive federal disaster or emergency aid. A large area of showers and thunderstorms are occurring across parts of central and southwest Missouri. A flash flood warning is in effect for parts of Newton, Dade, Jasper, and Lawrence counties until 9 p.m. Phelps, Marys, Laclede, Pulaski, and Camden counties are under a flash flood warning until 7:15. A major hunting season has officially started in Missouri. Jason Taylor reports.
People are now free to pursue deer and turkeys using archery methods. The season started yesterday and will continue through January 15th with a notable pause in mid-November for firearms hunting of deer. Joe Jerick with the Missouri Conservation Department says the state has many locations where there are large numbers of deer.
Missouri is a great place to hunt deer. There are spots and areas all around the state, both on public hunting grounds and private property.
Since 90% of Missouri is privately owned, most hunting takes place on private land, although there are several hundred public conservation areas which are open for deer hunting. In a typical year, 250,000 deer are harvested in Missouri by 500,000 people. A large majority of deer hunters use guns, which is why the firearm season is only 10 days. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
Heavy rainfall in southern Missouri's Howell County is causing problems for the city of Mountain View. West Plains affiliate KWPM Radio reports of widespread problems throughout Mountain View, including flooding downtown and some transformers catching on fire. A central Missouri man has been sentenced to 90 years in prison for sexually abusing a 5-year-old girl. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says Dayton Durham will spend the rest of his life behind bars. St. Louis County Executive Steve Stanger is signing legislation Monday that would ban the sale of tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, to anyone under 21. Opponents of the controversial Grain Belt Express transmission line will host a series of meetings in northern Missouri this weekend along the route. Moberly affiliate KWIX Radio reports the meetings are scheduled for Saturday in New London, Moberly, and Brunswick. This is Missouri Net News.